This is Mr. Sledge's After Party, the supplement podcast that I put out that is really just an excuse for me to vent about something I find interesting, egregious, or laughable. This not-for-safe-work rant is for entertainment purposes only and does not reflect the opinions of the rest of the Court of Nerds. So let's get a bit irreverent, shall we? Welcome to Episode 7 of Mr. Sledge's After Party. So last week, the House GOP put forth their proposed tax bill, and boy howdy is it a stinker! Now I'm not going to rail on every little piece inside this bill, even though I might like to. After all, I'm part of the subset of Americans who will pay more income taxes as a result due to the fact that I live in New England, and the bill gets rid of property tax deductions for those of us who live in more expensive areas of this country, which also happens to be blue areas. Surprise, surprise. No, I want to talk about one stupid thing that the bill cuts. The electric vehicle credit. The nascent market for electric cars will suffer a big setback if the Republican tax plan enters into law. Among the changes to the current tax code would be an end to the plug-in electric drive vehicle credit. That's the tax incentive that currently means up to $7,500 back from the IRS when you purchase a new battery or plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Since the start of 2010, the EV tax credit has been $2,500 for a plug-in vehicle with at least 5 kilowatt hours of battery capacity. Every extra kilowatt hour nets another $417 up to a maximum of $7,500, although you would need at least a small amount of income tax liability. The IRS won't cut you a check if you make up the full amount. It was never meant to be permanent. Once an automaker sells 200,000 qualifying vehicles, starting from January 1st, 2010 that is, its eligibility is phased out over a matter of months. But in almost 7 years since, no one has reached that limit yet. Tesla will almost certainly be first, with General Motors not far behind. Between them, they've sold a lot of Model S's and Chevrolet Volts. If the tax plan is enacted, it will surely mean a pain for both companies, as well as anyone else hoping to sell a lot of EVs here in the US. The data is pretty clear. Tax incentives sell electric cars, and the market for EVs can dry up very fast if they are abolished. That's $7,500 is often the reason why someone will choose an EV over a gas model. GM has even stated that, quote, tax credits are an important customer benefit that can help accelerate the acceptance of electrical vehicles. Because General Motors believes in an all-electric future, we will work with Congress to explore ways to maintain this incentive, end quote. And don't get me wrong, the future is electric. France, Germany, the UK, and even China has put an end dates on the sale of internal combustion engines for automobiles, and they are all within 20 years or less. When China is more progressive on an issue than the US, you know that the US has a problem. Are US manufacturers only going to make gas cars for the US and EVs elsewhere? That makes no sense! All getting rid of this tax credit does is slow down the progress and adoption in the US, so we end up falling further behind the rest of the world. Now, before you think this is just another attempt for the Republican Party to prop up a declining fossil fuel industry, the bill outlines some other interesting things. There are new incentives to invest in small-scale wind, geothermal, solar, or fuel cell energy properties, and others have been extended. The nuclear industry also gets an extension on its tax incentive that was meant to expire in 2021. But the wind industry won't be happy. Currently, wind power qualifies for 2.3 cents per kilowatt-hour credit. Under the new scheme, it would be just 1.5 cents. Beyond a few minor tax credits, the oil industry receives very little attention in the new Republican plan. Now, this is just one small part of the bill that is, in actuality, not nearly as comprehensive nor as well-researched as it needs to be. That will change over time as the bill morphs its way through Congress, but it's silly little things like this that piss me off. I'm not against changing the tax code. Hell, most people aren't because it's a rat's nest. But the framers of this bill just wanted to cut for cut's sake. And cutting doesn't really mean better. It's like they didn't think about the ramifications of those cuts because of their blind ideology. And how did that work out for the state of Kansas? That's right, it didn't. Thanks for listening to The After Party. Stay tuned for our brand new D&D adventure podcast, Reverse Centaurs. I'm Kevin from The Court Nerd saying, it's not that I think we can't do any better. I just don't think anybody wants to. Bye! Past the point and maybe you think things over.